a free LG 100 cell phone, and that includes free activation. Pick one up today. Get great Thumb Cellular phone service, get you control of the cost. No surprise bills and no contract. And there's more. With Thumb Cellular's new Fast Track Prepay Loyalty Program, after you've purchased 5 Fast Track cards, you'll get the 6th card free. So stop by Thumb Cellular, Bad X, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or see an authorized agent and ask about the new Fast Track Prepaid Talk and Text cards for as low as a penny a minute. A free LG 100 cell phone, free activation, and Thumb Cellular's Fast Track Loyalty Program. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
We're back here after that timeout. 5:42 to go in this ball game here. 39-24, Lakers with the ball. Warwick takes it over, throws it to the right side to Gasho. Gasho gives it back to Warwick. Starters are back in for Lakers. Gasho looks for the screen, fakes it. He's going to get called for the travel. He did. He took off. Turnover. Nothing more than that frustrates the coach after a timeout.
Unforced errors.
You know, they had something in mind, and then you have that happen. Now we got the back door to break the full court, man. He brought it all the way up the court there. USA Patriots guards are looking really good tonight. They're hustling. They're not taking any plays off. They've been rotating subs in much better, I think. I think credit to the USA coaches on keeping their guards fresh.
Yeah.
Because any of them can handle the ball.
Yeah, they have a couple of good shooters, too, Bacall and McCrayer.
Collin gets it on the inside. He throws it up, and it's no good. Zimmer goes up there to get the rebound. Now Bodie Lawrence tries to bring it up the court, but he gets tripped up, manages to stay on his feet. And Lawrence is dribbling around at the top. Now he goes to the left side, uses the screen for Zimmer for the 10, well, probably about the, what, 18-footer?
Yeah,
extended.
17-18.
39-26, USA with the lead and the ball. Now they get it over to the right side to Comer. Comer's going to work Volker inside. Now a shuffle pass to Holland. Back up to the top to Fletcher. All the way back to the half court line to McBrayer. Now he comes to the right side, gives it to Comer. Comer feeds Holland inside. He can't get a good handle on it. Comer goes all the way up in the air, catches it in the air, tries to lay it up off the glass. He can't. Rebound. Off the Lakers. Warwick looks to drive it in, then he dishes it off to Gasho. Gasho comes around, gives it wide open. Lawrence for three. He can't get it. It rolls out. Rebound McBrayer. Gasho was right there and took it right out of his hands. Went up for the shot. Got fouled. The shot was no good. And we've got a foul called underneath there on Nick Fletcher. It's going to be his third. Going to the line is going to be Chase Volker. No comment there?
You know, I was blocked on the second part of that. I could see what happened on the first, but I didn't see what happened on the second.
Volker nails his first one. Coming out of the game is Jake Holland for a much-needed break. Dakota Gingrich come back in. On that long rebound, USA fans thought that they had possession of it, and Gasho come around there and grab the ball out of his hands. You know, you want to, it looks like you might have got body contact, but we've got a bad angle. He very well could have had our ball. And that's how the strikes see it. And now we've got a lane violation on Ganger getting in there a little bit too quick. It's going to give Volker a chance to put another one in.
I always wonder, too, when you have a ball ripped out of a player's hand, is there not a jump there? Or, I mean, really, how long do you have to have a held ball?
That's what I wonder. You know, you see that at both levels, at all levels of play. Some officials call a jump ball immediately as they're together. Others call it when they're going up and shooting and the shot's blocked. They'll call a jump ball.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's got to be a little bit more set system or continuity in it.
In the call.
And Comer looks to go back door. It's not there, so he dishes it out to Botello. 39-27, 3:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. And a reach-in foul there by Wolf. I think that's the first whistle.
I think you're right.
.338 to go in the ball game. I didn't even look at you.
I know.
USA 39, Lakers 27. At the line is McBrayer. Is shot, no good. Zwimmer brings it down and hands it off to Warwick
before he travels.
Yeah. He's got great control.
He does.
They just need to give him an outside game now. Thomas.
Another steal.
And Botello picks it off, brings it up and goes coast to coast. And he's going to get the and run. The net foul is going to be called on.
That's foul.
20. Say 22, or did he say?
I thought it was, it looked like 12, but it was 20.
Gave it to Brody Lawrence. That's Brody Lawrence, his fourth foul. They can't afford to have him go out because he's made some pressure free throws or pressure threes down the stretch in his lifetime.
That's a good thing I'm not an official. I would have shut Dash out, pushed him from behind.
So at the line is Botello to make it a 3-point play the old fashioned way, and he gets the shooter's roll. And they're going to correct themselves. It's not on Lawrence. And it's going to go to Gasho instead. And you're right there. You can be an official.
I get paid tonight now.
You'd probably rather have the official's wage than our wage.
I get paid? Wow.
And they roll the ball off the court. And Warwick finally picks it up. Stops now. Warwick takes the shot from the free throw line. No good. Long rebound right into the hands of Comer. Comer looks to push it up the court before he gets double teamed. Brody Lawrence almost gets it thrown away. Now Lawrence gets the foul. He tried to get the other foul, but they didn't call it.
I think he's going to get that foul.
That one he is. And we're in the bonuses the rest of the way out for everybody. Coming in is Nick Fletcher. Came out is Comer. And even as a senior, you're still learning. As Game 4 is talking to a senior guard here, explaining something to him.
Lots of teachable moments, even in the distance.
Brayer nails that one, extending the lead to 43-27. 3:09 to go here, and if something doesn't happen here in the next minute, it's pretty much over for the Lakers.
They put up a great fight.
McBrayer makes the second one. Up the court now is Warwick, and we're going to have a 30-second timeout. We'll hear from Kohler, and we'll be back right after this.
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and how can we forget high energy costs? Kohler Propane of Bed-Axe, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per-gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program, you'll be assured you'll never run out of propane. Kohler Propane has no tank lease charges with minimum usage and no hidden fees. So lock in your best propane price. Call the local company, Kohler's, toll-free at 888-950-7975. Or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
We're back here after that timeout by the Lakers. The Lakers trying to crawl their way back in before their season's over here. They only got 3 minutes and 4 seconds to do it, but they're trailing 44-27. USA is looking to move on for a matchup with the Harbor Beach Pirates. They'd like nothing other than to get that district title crown back in their name. So we'll see what happens
here. Whoever, it should be a great title.
And the ball gets into Lakers. If it ends up being the USA Harbor Beach matchup, we're going to have a great game for you here on Cruise 106.1. Brody Lawrence looks to drive in amongst the bigs, and we're going to get an offensive start called against him. And that takes Brody Lawrence out of the ballgame. That's a fine senior career coming to the end. A 5'10", 150 guard. He averages 9.6 points a game, but he's done for the night. And I got to give him credit. That takes a lot of guts with four fouls to drive in there like he did.
He's still, he's playing ball. He knows that he's playing ball.
So with 2:53 to go here, Coach Majeski's going to wait and think about what he wants to do here and who he wants to sub. And and we got some discussion here. Majewski wanted to be notified of his the clock starting, and you know, it's a smart move. You're behind. You want your players to get a few minutes of rest there, any little bit of rest you get. So.
Yeah.